We hired a handyman to install new lights in our office. He was a very busy handyman, and he had many clients. So we were lucky to work with him. But, unfortunately, he called us on the first day of work to tell us about a delay. I answered the phone. "Hello?" He said, "I have bad news. Your office has the old type of wiring. I'll have to order some new lights fixtures for you."
I'm Paul Preston.
From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Well, that was bad news. But did you catch the mistake in our handyman's sentence? Well, a light fixture is the apparatus or equipment used to make a light. Of course, our handyman needs many of these fixtures for our office. So when he called us, he said, "I'll have to order some new lights fixtures for you." Maybe that sounds okay, but actually there is a problem. This is an example of a noun used to describe another noun. Light is a noun, and fixture is a noun. So we mix them together, and we get light fixture. That's easy if there's only one. But if there are more than one, you might think we should make both nouns plural. Lights, fixtures. That's what our handyman did. After all, they're both nouns, right?
Yeah.
They should both be plural. Well, that makes sense. But English doesn't always make sense.
Yeah.
So, when we use a noun to describe another noun, only the last noun becomes plural. The other nouns are working like adjectives, so they don't actually define things. They shouldn't become plural. So, our handyman should have said, "I'll have to order some new light fixtures." There are many examples of when a noun describes another noun. For example, peanut butter, fruit cake, or the glove box in a car. Of course, it takes many peanuts to make peanut butter. But peanut is being used to describe the type of butter. It has become an adjective, not a noun. So we don't say peanuts butter. The same is true of the other examples. Of course, the word gloves is usually plural. We usually talk about two gloves because we have two hands. But in the phrase glove box, even glove becomes an adjective describing the type of box. Think about the word handmade. Maybe you know the word very well. Of course, it takes more than one hand to make something. But hand becomes an adjective just for this situation. We don't make it plural. So remember, even if there are many, when using nouns to describe another noun, only the final noun should be plural, not the earlier describing nouns. This is true no matter how many nouns you use to describe the final noun. Only the last noun is plural. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
I'm Paul Preston.
This has been 3-Minute English.